礼节美语。
陈豪在北京的 ABC 美国公司工作，他和美国同事 Amy 晚上要一起参加同事 James 的告别晚宴，由公司北京办事处主任戴维斯主持。
陈豪， you need to be prepared for a lot of toasting tonight.
Toasting? 烤面包？
No, I'm talking about honoring someone at a meal or a reception by raising a glass of wine, champagne, or water, and offering a few kind words about that person.
哦，你是说祝酒啊？哎，西方人祝酒有什么规矩吗？
There are two kinds of toasts. There is the informal toast that the host offers at the beginning of the meal to welcome his guests.
那是戴维斯的事儿吧？我们有什么要做的吗？
Mr. Davis will stand.Raise his glass and thank everyone for coming. He will take a sip of his wine. Then, the guests, who remain seated, raise their glasses in response and take a sip.
就是说，我们都不用站起来，只要举杯，然后抿一口酒就行了。那另外一种呢？
The other is more formal and comes near the end of the meal, usually during dessert. Champagne will be served. After each toast,Everyone raises a glass and takes a sip of champagne.
那是不是每个人都要说祝酒词啊？
Not necessarily, but you will be expected to toast James, since you work closely with him.
幸亏你事先告诉我啊，不过那我该说些什么呢？
You could say how good James was to work with. Tell a funny story about him. Wish him success in his new position, or use a favorite quote.
哎，讲笑话那是我长项啊。不过我还是得赶紧回去准备准备，一会儿餐厅见啊。
宴会结束以后，陈豪和 Amy 一起搭出租车回家。
陈豪， your toast was excellent, and you seemed completely at ease. You obviously practice your remarks.
那还得感谢你啊。还有啊，幸亏你特别提醒我，每次啊只要抿一小口就可以。我没想到有这么多人祝酒，不然我非喝醉了不行。
It is acceptable etiquette to raise your water glass instead of the champagne flute. I usually just raise my glass to my lips, so it appears that I am drinking when I am not.
怪不得，我还以为你酒量过人呢。不过 Amy, 我还有个问题。别人为他祝酒啊， James 好像从来不举杯也不喝，这样是不是不礼貌啊？
Not at all. That was correct etiquette. You never drink to yourself, only to other people.
哦，所以被别人祝酒的人自己是不喝的。幸亏被祝酒的不是我，要不然啊，我肯定闹笑话了。
No, you wouldn't. I would have warned you about that.